Hello there, welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today we're going to look at how you can make your R sound more like an R and less like a W. Being from London and from East London, close to Essex border, I have an accent which naturally wants me to pronounce W's quite a lot. And I've put this little buzz line together, I've put this little sentence together called "The red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet rainforest." And I put this together because it has some sounds and some that have R's and W's, and it can trip you up a little bit. Twip you up a little bit. Do you hear that? You see, in my natural accent, I kind of do it. And in order to overcome this, and maybe if you want to pronounce your R's so it doesn't get confused, or if, you know, perhaps someone, you, maybe you're being bullied for it or something, because people are very often funny about certain speech impediments. And so if you want to change it, if it's something you want to get rid of, then this video hopefully shall give you some exercises and insights into how to do it. So this little line, "The red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet rainforest." Here we go, let's say it again. "The red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet rainforest." If we said it, if our R's weren't able to pronounce so well and they come out as W's, it might sound like this. "The red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet rainforest." And of course, it could be different words I'm speaking, or it could be confusing to people that are listening to me. But it might also mean that I'm just not putting in the effort to speak. So, like, here's the thing. A lot of the times people comment on this channel saying that, "Oh, I hate my voice. My voice makes me feel bad. People bully me for my voice. I have this and that." And there's this kind of conception that the voice is something outside of you or something that happens to you. It doesn't happen to you. It is you. Your very being, your mind and body are connected. You are the thing that's making that sound. And so if you want to change the sounds you make, you've got to change the way you use them and create those sounds, because you are creating those sounds. Those sounds aren't created for you. So what you need to do, quite often when it's things like this, like these kind of speech impediments, different for stutters and stammers, but for lisps, mumblers, and people who pronounce words slightly, you know, differently, you really just got to start working the muscles of the mouth and the articulators in a different way. If it's not working for you now, you need to change it up and maybe sort of build on those muscles. So in this video, I'm going to look at some exercises for the tongue and how we can start maybe developing it to work more fluidly and better for us when we start to pronounce R's instead of W's. Here we go. So if you have a speech impediment that does this and your R's sound like W's, it's really good idea to do a daily warm-up. And by a daily warm-up, I mean a full body warm-up, not just around the articulators and the voice box. That's the final part of articulation. The whole body has a part to play in that. So what I'd suggest is, there's a video here, it's a 20-minute long warm-up, and that might seem like a lot, you know, a long video, but if you do this every morning, every day, I assure you, you'll have an instrument, a body that's more prepared to speak by the time it comes to articulate. And there's some articulation exercises within that as well. So you can do that, take that away, it's there for you. It's a free resource here on YouTube, so use it. But for this kind of area here, we might as well do a little warm up. So what we're gonna do is maybe widen and yawn. But don't widen your mouth so much. Don't over-articulate it. Just enough. And as you're yawning, bring your mouth shut, but keep the yawn in the back happening like this. Now, even if you have to fake it, there we go again. Everyone loves that little line. I don't know why. We just continue to do it. So even if you don't really naturally yawn, it doesn't matter. You know, you're acting it. You're putting it on. If it does happen, great, because what it does is open up some space. And with that space, then we can start working the articulators within it. So next, what I want to do, because it's specifically about the tongue, and, you know, there's other videos on this channel for different articulation exercises, let's go more specifically into the tongue. So there's many different ways of using the tongue to create R sounds in different accents, dialects, or whatever. But there's two main schools of thought. One is called rhotic and the other is non-rhotic. And basically rhotic means that you curl your tongue in order to create a R sound like this. R, R, R. So the tip comes back like that. R, R. You see? And that happens a lot in, you know, especially American accent, and that's quite common. So you may have heard that. R, R. And some Irish accents as well do that. Even within America, I mean, for example, New York doesn't, you know, isn't so rhotic. It doesn't really curl the R. It's more like, my eyes. I don't curl my eyes, I'm non-rhotic. That's probably the worst New York accent you'll ever hear in your life, but I'm, you know, I haven't rehearsed it today. So, but it's just to give you an idea that accents can change even within, you know, like a few kilometers of each other. So you should know what it is you do in your own accent, and it's handy to know where you're from, because that can help dictate the sort of work you need to do in order to change up and find the articulation that works for you. So anyway, it doesn't really matter if you're an R or non-R person. We're going to learn to curl our R's. We don't need to trill them or do anything fancy, but I want you to do this as an exercise. So it's like this. R, 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 R. R, R. Now do that 10 to 20 times, a few times a day, you know, if it's something that's a problem for you, whether you need it or not. So we can do that R, 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 10 to 20 times, and then try this one. And we're going to put the tip of the tongue behind the bottom teeth, and then try and push the back forward as far as you can. R, 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 R. Oh, and if you try to create that yawning sound as you do this, it's going to be difficult. But rather than having that ah, when you create that sort of sound at the back, oh, ah, 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 it just opens up a bit of space, because it's difficult to do when you're doing this exercise. But it just starts to give you an indication of how you can change the sound just by changing the, you know, the shape of your throat and how much you open it. So, for example, ah, ah. Ah, with a yawn is ah, ah, ah. And actually, I noticed that I did change my jaw shape there. But anyway, here's that idea. The whole point is you've got to play with it. You need to play around with it. If you've got something that's not right with your tongue or not right with your speech, you've got to experiment and find what works for you. So these are things you can do as a little exercise to help tighten and brighten those articulators, especially the tongue. And one final little exercise we're going to do is to imagine that your tongue is an accordion. If you know, like a bellows. So basically, it can expand and contract, but lengthways, so from the back of your throat to the front of your mouth, like that. So what you're going to do is go try and keep it as flat as possible. And notice that just by moving the tongue, the sounds changes, because obviously air is moving around it in different ways. So that's another little exercise. So have the accordion, so bring it in together and then lengthen, in together and lengthen. So there's three little exercises that will help warm up your tongue. Now we're going to get into the line. The line is, the red arrows whizzed through the rainy, wet rainforest. And already I can hear that I'm clearer and more articulate than I was at the beginning of this video. So, but if this is something that happens to you quite a lot and has for a long time, it might be difficult to just get straight into it. So we're going to start by taking the first two words, and that's the red. The red. Now, red for me, I could easily say wed. Red, red, the red, the red. But we want to play with it, so we're going to discover for ourselves what it is we're doing. So the red, 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 red. Try and curl the R, red, red. Try and stick the tongue out, red, red. Pull the tongue back, red, the red, the red, the red, the red. Actually, for me, that seems a bit easier. The red, the red. If I pull my tongue right back, the red. It's actually curling, but I'm actually pulling it back like the bellows. The red. And that kind of made it quite clear for me. It's interesting. Then we can go, the red, the red, the red, the red, the red. And then to kind of try all these things out and just try and see what happens. And if you can find the sound of that R for yourself, because it's going to be different for everyone, because everyone's got different habits and different accents. So play with that. See what you kind. Now, when you get this right, when you find out that, ah, I've got it, I've got the R, the red, brilliant, great. And then you can go on to the next one. So the next one is arrows, okay? So the wet, rather than the red, the wet arrows, it's going to be the red arrows, the red arrows, and the red arrows, the red arrows. The red arrows, the red arrows. Again, if I pull my tongue back at like this, like the bellows pulled in, and then curl the top of it, the red arrows. It becomes very easy for me to do that. But that's in my own accent, because I'm used to saying a little bit. I have the W. So the red arrows. So what I'm doing is by pulling that tongue back, and you need to find it for yourself. Again, like I said, so once you've got the red, you go into the red arrows, the red arrows. And then once you've got that, you can move on to whizzed. The red arrows whizzed. So we've gone from an R into an actual W sound now. This way you're going to start tricking your mind a bit. And this is like where the work gets harder. The red arrows whizzed through. Now, through is a difficult one for a lot of people. Through, 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 through. You need to really use your lips to articulate this as well. Through, through, through. And in fact, I'm using my tongue. So it's two things are happening. I'm going through, 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 through. Okay, the red arrows whizzed through, the red arrows whizzed through the rainy, wet rainforest. So the red arrows whizzed through the red arrows whizzed through the rainy, through the rainy, through the rainy, through the rainy. So here's the thing, you go through every single word, then add on another word, the red arrows, the red arrows, arrows whizzed, the red arrows whizzed through, the red arrows whizzed, the red arrows whizzed through the red arrows whizzed through the rainy, the red arrows whizzed, the red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet, the red arrows whizzed through the rainy wet rainforest. And then if you can get through that line, saying all the R's, then all you got to do is practice it every day. Find another video of mine that goes through more of the R sounds. Do some articulation exercises. Do your daily warm-up, because if you practice this every day for 2 months, your body will remember it, and it will become automated, and you will no longer have to consciously say to yourself, oh, I did that thing again. People can't understand me. I'm saying the W instead of the R. Because you've practiced it. You've done the work. It's like a weightlifter. If you're getting ready for like to lift weights, you've got to kind of spend time building those muscles. You can't just turn up to the Olympics and pick up the heaviest weight straight away and expect it to work for you. It doesn't work like that. If you haven't done the work, it won't have any changes. And these are muscles at the end of the day. This is all muscles and tissues and part of an organic, you know, body, which is yours. And if you want to grow it, if you want to change it, if you want to make the sounds you want to make rather than the ones that seem to be happening to you, then work on it. Practice daily. All right? That's it for today. Hopefully that's been useful. Let me know how it's gone. Let me know how it is. Or if you've found something that works differently for you that actually I've not mentioned and might, you know, be useful to other people out there. But this is, you know, it's all about experimenting for me. Do the work, do the exercises, and do the experimenting and find and discover for yourself what can work. I'm going to do some more of these videos, but for different sounds. See, more of these videos. I'm doing it because that's my accent. I'm going to do more of these videos on different sounds to help people with different kind of speech impediments. So if you're someone that has different, you know, articulation problems, then, you know, stick around, subscribe, and I will see you again soon. My name is Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.